بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اذا صلى احدكم للناس فليخفف، فان فيهم الضعيف والسقيم والكبير، واذا صلى احدكم لنفسه فليطبل ما شاء. متفق عليه. وفي روايه ذا الحاجه. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you is performing salah for the people, in other words, when any one of you is an imam and leading the congregation, فَلْيُخَفِّفْ, then let him perform a short salah. And because it is possible that amongst the congregation there are those that are weak, there are those that are sickly, and there are those that are elderly. And when you are performing salah on your own, that is your nawafil, etc., فَلْيُطُوِلْ مَا شَاءَ, then you may lengthen the salah as long as you wish. Muttafaqun alayhi, this hadith is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. This chapter is dealing with compassion, concern, worry, consideration for those around us. And we find that even in our acts of ibadat, position of being an imam, in reality the imam is a leader of his congregation. And we find that the salah of the entire congregation is dependent on the type of salah that the imam performs. This is why we find in many ahadith, great detail is given as to who should be selected to lead the congregation, because this is not an ordinary position. This is a lofty and a great position. And we find that in this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the imam certain guidelines. And amongst it, the underlying meaning of the hadith is that Islam encourages Muslims in every situation and every condition to be considerate of others. Now we find on the one hand, there are certain surahs, for example, on a Friday morning, we find that it is masnoon, that in the fajr of the Friday morning to read Surah Al-Flamim al-Sajda and to read Surah Dahar in the second rakat, which tends to be fairly long. And on the other hand, we find a hadith like this where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when you are the imam, فَلْيُخَفِّفْ, then read a light salah, do not read a lengthy salah. In other words, be considerate. And particularly Rasulullah mentions why. Because there are weak people in the congregation. There may be somebody sickly, there may be somebody elderly. In one riwayat it comes, wadal haja, there may be somebody that has some need. So if the imam is going to unnecessarily lengthen the salah, then it becomes difficult upon those people. So if you look at these two ahadiths, on the one hand, certain occasions Rasulullah ﷺ read lengthy surahs. And on the other hand, we find ahadiths like this in Musnad Ahmad. On one occasion, Rasulullah ﷺ addressed Usman bin Abil As directly. Usman bin Abil As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah ﷺ on one occasion said to him directly that anta imamu qawmik, you are the imam of your people. In other words, you are leading them in salah. So what is the guideline for an imam? We find that in this riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Rasulullah ﷺ addressed him directly and told him, وَأَقْدِرِ الْقَوْمِ بِأَضْعَفِهِمْ, that gauge the length of your salah, determine it by the weakest one amongst them. In other words, perform that long a salah that the weakest one amongst them will be able to bear it. So we find that, like I said, there's a fine line. On the one hand, we find that there are certain masnoon guidelines that are given to the imam to follow whilst leading the congregation. And on the other hand, ahadith like this, where the imam is instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that do not lengthen the salah too long. When it is your individual salah, when you are reading on your own, tahajjud salah, etc., then you may lengthen it as much as you want. So we find that the correlation between this is that an imam, like we mentioned, is the leader of the community. So he has to be in touch, in contact with the mizaj, the temperament, the capability of his community. And accordingly, he should perform his salah on the one hand, whilst not compromising masnoon, etc. For example, ulama give a guideline that even if you are going to not make long ruku, ordinary long sajda, minimum at least three tasbihat. At least three tasbihat should be read. On the other hand, there are some those elderly and weak people that if your sajda is too fast also, then they are not able to keep up with the imam. So in other words, a contact with the people, to be considerate on the one hand of those that are weak, etc. And on the other hand, not to compromise the principles of Sharia. I remember a few years ago, he's passed away now, elderly imam of Newcastle Masjid. Whenever we used to meet him, he used to give the humorous incident. He said once, we were in Safar in India with Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And we were traveling, so we were at a train station. Hazrat appointed somebody to lead the congregation in Salah. So this person, mashallah, decided, like our Ustad, like in long life, whenever he used to speak of Imamat, he used to say that don't make the Musalla a stage. Mashallah, if you are a very good Qari and you are the Abdul Basit of the Zamana, then no problem. Individually, you can read long, long Qirat and impress yourself and others with how good Qirat Allah has given you. But don't make the Musalla a stage. In other words, don't read such a long Salah or start showing off your Qirat abilities in the Musalla to such an extent that you start inconveniencing people that are behind. And that people start coming late for Salah or people are going to another masjid. Ulama say, the object and the maqsood is takthirul musalli. Takthirul musalli, in other words, increase your congregation. Perform such a Salah that it becomes attractive to others. Whilst, like I mentioned, not compromising what is masnoon and mustahab, etc. But in any case, as Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali appointed this person to lead the Salah, and he performed such a long Salah that the train left, they missed the train. So after Salah, this person came to Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and said, Hazrat, main maazirat chahta ho. That Hazrat, you know what, forgive me, I made a mistake. Main maazirat chahta ho, maine bahut lambi Salah padhaya. I read a very long Salah. The occasion is particularly when you're traveling, when you're a musafir, you are given an extra allowance. If it's 4 rakats, make it 2 rakats. In other words, what's the underlying message? And mashallah, when you are musafir, travel is something that there are other requirements. So you will perform a light salah. You will not lead long salah. So in any case, this person said, Hazrat, main maazirat chahta hoon, maine bahut lambi salah padhaya. So Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Ali said to him, tera kusur nahi hai. It's not your fault. Mera kusur is my fault. Maine aap jaise ko imam banaya. That I appointed somebody like you to be the imam. My mistake. In other words, somebody who's got no understanding. We find that reading a very long salah, it's quite easy if an individual wants to do that and say, mashallah, this is a sign of taqwa and piety. But does the occasion demand that? This is where hikmat, this is where wisdom, this is where mizaj and temperament of shariat comes in. And we find that we have such a beautiful and beloved example and master in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that on the one hand, his tahajjud salah, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ. Sometimes 2/3 of the night he was in tahajjud salah. His one rakat, almost 1/5 or 1/4 of the Quran he would read in 1 rakat, and that too reading slowly, when it was his individual salah. And as an imam, was consideration, like we'll see in ahadith that are coming in front. Even the child crying at the back would cause Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to shorten his salah. In other words, a Muslim is one who in every circumstance and condition is considerate and in contact with those around him. Allah give us tawfiq.